From the moment you wake up to the second you fall asleep, I'm willing to bet that you are completely consumed by the outside world. There's work, relationships, finances, making dinner, getting the kids to do their homework. Your mind is filled with chatter about your kid's report card, your friend who filed for divorce, your rent, those 10 pounds you need to lose. It's never ending. Reality can be the ultimate taskmaster. It will never give you a break unless you take one and create a new habit of freeing yourself from the cycle of doing. Most of us are so caught up in just keeping pace that we neglect our inner worlds. But there is a reason why we are called human beings and not human doings. Your inner world has nothing to do with your thoughts, your emotions, your unpaid bills, or your worries about whether your partner really loves you. In order to move past these worldly concerns that can consume you, I like to imagine being in a plane. As you ascend, the city below looks otherworldly, with small patches of green and minute toy houses. You feel a sense of detachment, elevation, and perspective. The noise of the world quiets. This is one of the reasons why I love to fly. I can think clearly, find solutions to challenging situations, and feel gratitude for the mystery of being alive. I always promise myself that when I land safely, I will never worry again. Then I land and pick up my worries at the baggage claim. That's why I meditate, to bring back that feeling of a higher perspective. Meditation involves going deeper into who you are. D.H. Lawrence wrote, "Let us lose sight of ourselves and break the mirrors. For the fierce curve of our lives is moving again to the depths out of sight in the deep living heart." There is this yearning in all of us to go deeper, to get to your heart, to your being, to know yourself beyond your identity. Any form of meditation in which you disconnect from the outside world can be one of the most supportive and effective things you can do to shift daily stresses and to find your way to your own being. And little by little, you will learn to undo the tension that has accumulated in your body so you can begin to relax and let go. People often tell me that they've tried meditation, but given up because they couldn't escape looping thoughts and worries. They tell me meditating makes them more anxious than they were already. I understand. In fact, I've been there. Finding the sweet spot of peace and balance so you are simply present, beyond all the chatter, takes practice. Don't be discouraged, just keep going. I love this quote from Steve Jobs, a lifelong practitioner of meditation. If you just sit and observe, you'll see how restless your mind is. If you try to calm it, it only makes it worse. But over time, it does calm. And when it does, there is room to hear subtler things. That's when your intuition starts to blossom and you start to see things more clearly and be in the present more. Your mind just slows down and you see a tremendous expanse in the moment. You see so much more than you could see before. Guided meditation. Close your eyes and get into a comfortable position. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, breathe out any tension, anxiety, and worry. And as you inhale, start to breathe in a sense of peace, beauty, relaxation, and sweetness. Place your hand over your heart. Focus on your heart. And with every breath, allow your heart to expand, to fill you with a heartfelt energy. Imagine that your whole body is enveloped in this heartfelt energy. And then lift yourself higher into the top of your head. Imagine that you're much larger than your body. Start imagining a beautiful light all around you until you experience being fully enveloped by that light. Focus your intention behind your eyes as if you're sitting in a comfortable space behind your eyes. As you go beyond your personality, emotions, and thoughts, reflect for a moment on these questions. Who am I? Am I my body? Am I my thoughts? Am I my feelings or circumstances? Am I my name? My friends? My ambition? My bank account? Am I my feelings of less or more? Or am I a part of something so much larger, connected to the source? And then start to see something bigger, more beautiful than you have ever imagined. Lift the curtain and the veil so you can begin to see you beyond your image of what you look like in this world, into the essence of your radiance. Allow yourself to be quiet, to be still, knowing you can trust your life force, your soul, your spirit to show you more of who you are. And just observe to see what is revealed to you. Listen to guidance for inspiration and for grace. Breathe it in. Allow it in the depths of your heart and receive it. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, just calm. Stay there for a few minutes, as long as you want. Build this calmness until it becomes your foundation. Return to that place throughout the day as many times as you can. Now, whenever you're ready, fill your lungs and your whole body with oxygen. Gently exhale. Open your eyes, shake your shoulders, wriggle your fingers and toes. And when you stand up, open your arms. Exhale with a long sigh. One more time. Give yourself a big hug, and you're ready to go for the day.